One topic raised during New York's gubernatorial Democratic primary debate was the Mario M. Cuomo Bridge. The candidates were asked about the name as well as the future of tolls on the new bridge that connects Rockland and Westchester counties. The questions surrounding the new $4 billion bridge came about halfway through the hour-long debate. First came a question about toll increases on the new bridge, to which Governor Cuomo responded,
"The toll is going to be the same through 2020.
And then what?
The Tappan Zee Bridge, well, then it's going to depend on the finances overall of the state and the finances of the transportation system."
He reiterated that the bridge is on time and on budget. As for the name, there was a lot of pushback during the legislative session that ended in June. Before that, a Portchester lawyer started a Change.org petition that has garnered more than 100,000 signatures to, at first, omit Governor Andrew Cuomo's late father's name from the bridge, and then allow for a compromise to call the new bridge the Governor Mario M. Cuomo Tappan Zee Bridge. Republican Mayopac Assemblyman Kevin Byrne said the compromise name, which appeared in legislation he sponsored, was a way to honor the late governor and preserve history. And here's how Cuomo answered when questioned about considering the hybrid name.
"When the legislature acted, Marcia, this was not even a discussion at the time. But the point was, it's a new bridge. We would give it a new name."
Assemblyman Byrne,
"I think he did a good job walking around the question and not giving a direct answer. I think the fact that he said, it seemed like four or five times, he said the word Tappan Zee when the question was pointed at Mario Cuomo Bridge. Him calling it Tappan Zee makes me think he recognizes that a lot of people call it Tappan Zee."
During the debate, Nixon delivered her answer about the name.
"What I think with the Tappan Zee Bridge, what happened was this was really pushed through in the dead of night without discussion in the community. I think people are understandably upset about the name change."
Again, Byrne.
"Cynthia Nixon, while I disagree with her on a lot of different things, she is right. It was ran through in the dead of night, close to 1 o'clock in the morning in an omnibus bill. What you didn't point out is the governor used his message of necessity powers, which is part of his executive powers as the governor, to have it get ran through without it aging on a calendar 3 days. And I think that's significant to not just voting on it at night, but voting on it without any real public input or opinion on it."
The legislation Byrne introduced in the assembly was sponsored in the Senate by Republican John DeFrancisco.
"It passed the Senate overwhelmingly 40 to 20 with both the Republican and Democrat Senate leaders, Andrea Stewart Cousins and John Flanagan, both voting yes to reinsert the name Tappan Zee. And I think that's very significant. It shows that it's not a partisan issue, and the governor should get on board and openly support it."
Nixon alleged Cuomo lacked transparency during the bridge project.
"There is not a lot of transparency. A lot of things happen behind closed doors,
okay,
and that people are unhappy that have not been able to weigh in while the thing was in process."
All right.
Cuomo fought back.
"In terms of transparency on the Tappan Zee Bridge, we said from day one it's $4 billion. It's on time, it's on budget, and the tolls would be frozen for until 2020. Everyone knew that."
Meantime, if reelected, Byrne says he will introduce legislation again only if he feels there is momentum and buy-in from the governor.
Ideally, I'd like the governor to see our side, listen to the people of Westchester, Rockland County, and the Hudson Valley, and say, you know what? My father valued the Tappan Zee name so much that when he rededicated it after Malcolm Wilson, he kept the Tappan Zee name. And it would be a great honor to do the same thing with my father."
Governor Cuomo earlier in the week toured the eastbound span of the new bridge, announcing that the new roadway will open in September. The first span opened 1 year ago. Debate audio is courtesy of CBS TV New York. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.